disappointing performance, I suppose. You know, the second half we could have won 3 matches, but obviously, you know, the first half, the goals were absolute criminal. And, you know, you're in a match that, you know, I said all along, you know, your attitude had to be right. You know, the game, there's not much in the match. We were doing okay. And, you know, passed them a goal, one up. They're young, energetic team. And, you know, and we'd possibly 1 or 2 chances maybe to get the equaliser. And, you know, then a stroke at half time. It's a comedy of errors of a goal. So you go into 2-0 down, you know, whatever about in Europe. You know, it was hard to take tonight because for the game we probably didn't deserve to be 2-0 down, but at the same time we were. And, you know, second half, we had ample opportunities to score and we didn't. And that's just the way it is. You know, we get in tomorrow and regroup and get ourselves ready for Friday.
I know you had a penalty to get the goal, Sean, but there were several shots for penalties in the second half.
Yeah, there seemed to be a lot. There seemed to be, you know, a couple that could have been given. But I suppose the more disappointing fact was that we created a lot of chances and we certainly probably had 5 or 6, you know, chances within 10, 12 yards of the goal and we just couldn't score, we just couldn't hit the target. And that's probably the most disappointing thing, because while we were even 2-0 down, and you can't be 2-0 down to teams like this, still there was opportunity to pull the game out of the fire and we didn't do it. But fair play to Sligo. Dave Robinson's done a good job. They're a young team and they're going to cause trouble because they're nice and pretty to watch and they have a lot of energy and pace. And, you know, I keep saying that you can't underestimate anyone in this league. And, you know, that's no matter what team you pick, no matter what changes you do, if you underestimate and, you know, you let them, you know, you decide to give them a goal up. And, you know, it is going to be difficult and so it proved.
Can you take any positives from the performance tonight?
It's difficult to take positives because the worry always your first game after Europe. You need to be ready and you need to be focused and you prepare so well and you try and get everyone's head on the game. And it looked like that some of the players just weren't at the races early on in the match. But then again, you know, as I keep saying, if you hand the team a goal in, it is difficult, you know, whereas, you know, goals change games and that's the way it is. So certainly, you know, we do a lot of finishing at training. And but, you know, it didn't look at tonight, and that's disappointing that we missed lots of chances and lots of players missed chances. It wasn't just one, it was lots of players missed good chances. And, you know, I suppose, look, we are creating them, but it is frustrating and disappointing for us to lose tonight. But we move on to Friday, keep saying, you know, a long way to go. And the only way you can do is get back up and get yourself ready for Friday. Not a massive match.
It's probably a good thing that it's a quick turnaround from tonight's game to get out of your system.
Well, I don't know, Rory. You know, sometimes it's hard to know. But you know, we're going to go in tomorrow now, and we reassess things. And you know, it may well be, but you know, it's a tough week. You know, and I keep saying that with the 3 games. And but it is disappointing. There's no excuses. You know, it is disappointing tonight. And you know, while we may have, you know, had a few penalties and stuff which could have been given, and in fairness, Sligo just started killing time or whatever. You know, overall, you know, we were 2 down at half time, and that was kamikaze. And, you know, we just have to go back to basics where we were very good at defending, keeping clean sheets, and you know, we just didn't do that, and that's disappointing. Yeah.
John, what more, you just talked about, you know, you guys have been practicing and shooting. What more can you do as a manager to try and, I mean, what more can you possibly do as a manager to try and get the strikers going? You know, because it seems like doesn't matter, you can practice all you like, and just when you have strikers that are out of form, it's very difficult.
Well, I think, to be fair, you know, it's just sometimes when I know myself, if I miss it 1 or 2 chances, you know, you feel you're not going to score. So stuff that is just basically, you know, going back to basics. All you could do is keep getting into positions and they'll go in for you. And the most important thing for strikers is not to be shy of going in and having a cut off it. And you know, so, you know, the most important thing at this time is that you know, we get our act together. Tonight's gone, we can do nothing about it. Get our act together for Friday and make sure that we can we're home again, that we can give a better performance, and certainly try and cut out the soft mistakes and soft goals.
They're the team that will give other teams problems, aren't they?
I said all along that they're the good quick side. Not really worried what they do. I'm just concerned with ourselves, that we have to get our act together. And you know, because you know, the title is wide open. And, you know, you you give a team two goal start, it's disappointing, you know. So we have to kick back and get right back into it again, because there's a long way to go, and we've just to get ourselves to look after.
Possibly,
Benno might be back, and you know, so yeah, it's possibly be back. You know, we'll assess it tomorrow, but yeah, you know, and I suppose in some ways, you know, did you miss him? You could say possibly, but David Mullen with his debut didn't do really anything. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I suppose, I keep saying you can't give away goals like we gave away. You know, first one was, you know, shocking.
The characteristics were horrendous.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's, and unfortunately, like, you get games like tonight that if you're not, you know, you switch off, or, you know, maybe the perception from the outside, Sligo, it's an easy game. No easy game. Every game is really, really tough, because if you're not on it from the start, you can get done, and that's what happens. And, you know, you can say it all you want, but, you know, on the pitch, you have to be tuned in on the pitch. If you're not, it can cost you. And we just give two terrible goals away, and that's just the way at the end of it, and move on to Friday.
Were you really into Ronald's performance tonight?
Difficult, I think, when he came in. We were on the top. What did he give us for 20 minutes? I suppose, to be fair, team. You know, it probably was a heavy game. He probably would have liked it for more of an impact there, even though he had one great opportunity. You know, the one that Greg pulled him. And, you know, normally 15 yards out, Ian is very good at finishing them, but, you know, he didn't tonight. And he probably snatched at another one when he was actually gone in behind him, you know. So, but that, to be fair to him, he hasn't played in a while, and maybe, you know, if he's down a bit in confidence, or he doesn't feel sharp, you know, because sometimes you hope when guys want the pitch that they'll lift the game straight away and make an immediate impact. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. Tonight was one of those that just didn't happen tonight, you know.